Testing. Good morning. This morning, Peanut shocked me by sending good news. Hey, Selamat, can you come to EMP? Then I said, yes. Can you share something? Then I say, yes. Then I want to share something to you. And I pray that God will bless our morning prayer this morning and we can get something to think through how can we be successful people in front of the world. Let us pray before. Father, we come to you. We are ready to hear your voice, your message, and then Holy Spirit, please lead us so we know where to go and what should to do. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Everybody want to get successful life. I believe that. That's why we try to work hard. We join many seminar, talk about how to be success. And then even in Christianity also, now in Indonesia, there are a lot of like successful spiritual leader, and then they make seminar, and then people come, and then my friend he know about this kind of need. That's why he leave from his job, and then now he become a trainer. Talk about success. Last week, one of young pastor come to our place, and then he also shared about success among domestic helper. And then when I heard this kind of thinking and issue, then I can say that most people believe that you can be a successful person if you have hard work. Hard work. That's why when we talk about hard work, we need to see our father, our parents, from old style people. They work very early and then they sleep late. Different with young generation. Young generation, they work up very late and then sleep very late also, but do nothing because they have a lot. I know like Korean people, 1980, they work so hard. That's why Korean almost same with Japan. But when I read newspaper, Korean young people, they don't work so hard. Because why? Because they have a lot from their parents like that. I hope there is no people like that in this place. Yeah, work hard. Work hard. Second, not only work hard. You need to have good attitude. Yeah, you need to have good attitude. That's why when we talk about work hard, I can see that work hard is IQ, intelligence, something that you work out. But attitude, talk about emotional, how you handle everything. Now, let's see how right this theory about work hard and an attitude, because I want to share to you another theory to make you success. Anybody have pen? Do you bring your pen? No? Maybe it's easy if two by two. Share. Let's play a small game so you can catch what I want to share. Write down A, B, C till Z. Write down. A, B, C till Z. Yeah. After you write down A, B, C till Z, make sure that write down under A 1, B 2, C 3. So make the score. A for 1, B for 2, C for 3, till Z. Z is 26. A for 1, B for 2, C for 3. Okay, finish? Yeah. Now, we have hard work. Hard work. Now, try to change the word H. H number what? Number 9. Yeah. You write down. Egg. Yeah. You write down every number represented the word. H number 8 and then A number 1. W number. And then after that, every number, you count it together. How much as the result? If you can write, if you can ask the answer correctly, I treat you breakfast this morning. How much, Pihansu? Huh? No. 98, yes. You can choose Daily Friend or Yoshinoya. Now, we change the word with attitude. Attitude. Sarah, how much for attitude? Huh? 100. Yeah, 100. Okay. Hard work, you get 98. But attitude, you have 100. That's why if you can do hard work without good attitude, you only get 98. Maybe you cannot work with other people. But if you have attitude, although you are not too smart, you also have a point. But I want to give you the last point. How about God's grace? Sorry. God's bless. God's bless. God's bless. How much behind you? Other people? Yeah, sorry. Yes, you did it. How much? God, oppose S, and bless. How much? 102. You see, hard work, you can get 98. Attitude, you can get 100. But God bless, make you get more than 100%. 102. This biblical teaching. One more time. This is biblical teaching about success. If you work hard, you only get 98. If you have good attitude, you are perfect. You good work hard, and then you have good attitude. But God bless, make you more than you think. Let's open our Bible. Psalm 127. 127. Verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors. For he gives to his beloved even in his sleep. Oh, thanks God. For he gives to his beloved, brothers and sisters, when God loves you, you love God's, and then God's blessing come upon you. I remember one story. There is a businessman always travel around the world, and then he every time when he return to his house, he always bring something for his children. And then this time, for the first one, he brought an iPad. And then for the second one, because a daughter, he brought a Barbie doll like that. And then for the third one, because still small, kid like that, oh yeah, now it's soccer time. And then he brought a ball. And then this kid said, no, I don't want it. What happened with this kid? And then this businessman maybe think like this, oh yeah, this kid is very smart. He knows that this ball is too cheap if compared with iPad. That's why this kid angry. And then as a father, he tried to pursue his kid. Okay, if you don't want this ball, next time I will buy the ball. Yeah, same ball, but I will go to Brazil and then find maybe Messi to sign up the ball. No, I don't want it. Oh, what happened? Still don't want it. Father feel guilty. I did something wrong. That's why my kid doesn't want this present. In few seconds, the kid say, I don't want. And then he hugged his father and he said, I just want you. I just want you. I don't want anything. Oh. And then his father said, why you want me? And the kid said, if I have you, I have everything. If I have you, I have everything. The Bible told us that blessing come from the Lord. If we want to have blessing, then we need come to the Lord. And the Bible told us, God bless who He love. Who He love. If God love you, then you get the blessing. But the point is, how we be loved by God. Let's open three first. First of all, Jeremiah 17. I believe we know this verse. I love this verse. Verse 7. 17 verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Sometimes it's quite difficult to make difference between smart people and not smart people. Yeah. Smart people always think. That's why we have a joke. Yeah, we have a joke. Some people say, if you don't have this hair in this area, you are clever. Yeah. If you don't have hair in this area, you are smart. Thanks God, Pius, we don't have this area and we are clever. But the problem is, if you don't have this hair and this hair, then problem. Because you say you think you are smart. So you think you are smart. Because you think you are smart, you never trust God. You just trust by yourself. You do everything. That's the Psalm said. You wake up early and then retire late. And then you eat the bread that you get it from very painful labors. Why, brothers and sisters? Because you think you're smart. But different with young, with a children. Yeah. When many disciples think how we can give a food for 5,000 people, this kid just, I only have 5 bread and 2 fish. And then this kid give this bread and fish to Jesus. And then in Jesus' hand can feed 5,000 people. This, I said, not smart, but he has trust. I work as a servant for many years, but I never find a servant in John chapter 2. Yeah. The servant in John chapter 2, you know, when they don't have wine, and then Mary told to the servant, just did what Jesus tell you. And then the servant bring water to the leader. Do you think he's smart? No. There's a problem to bring water to the leader. But he trusts. That's why water become wine. Brothers and sisters, what is the meaning of trust? Beyond your knowledge. Just jump in. Many people, modern day, they use their mind. Of course, mind is good, but trust means beyond your mind. This is the first secret. God loves when we trust Him. I have two teenagers. Yeah, I will be angry with them if every day they ask me like that. Papa, Papa, what kind of food we need to eat today? And at night time, Papa, Papa, can you pay my school fee? Papa, 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 next year I will go to college. Do you have money? Papa, 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 summer is coming. Where we need to go? Papa, 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 do you have saving for me? Blah, 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 blah. Every day just say like that. And I maybe buy some plaster and then I close the mouth. Stop and don't ask. Just trust me. Just trust me. Just trust me. Trust means put your life. When I trust God, mean I put my life to God. That's it. That's number one. Number two. Genesis 39, verse 2. The Bible said, the Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. The Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. Why the Lord was with Joseph? I hope the Lord also with you, with me. That's why the Bible told us, Emmanuel, the Lord is with us. If the Lord with you, that means success. If the Lord leave you, that means you are failed. You can read from the history of Israel king. When the Lord leave the king, and the kingdom will collapse. When the Lord with the king, and the kingdom extend, and then prosperity. So success means the Lord with you. But how God be with you? I see from the first nine, there is no one greater in this house than I, and he has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then I could do this great evil and sin against God? And sin against God. Many people so holy in the church, but who is holy behind the church? In Bahasa, we always make a joke using by the word. Every time we come to the church, we sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise the Lord. Yeah. But after that, when we leave the church, we didn't say hallelujah, but hallelupa. Hallelupa means forget. Just come to the church, we say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But when we leave the church, then we say, hallelupa. Or another word, you need to know this word. When you come to the church, you lead by Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit in Bahasa, Roh Kudus. Repeat me, Roh Kudus. Roh Kudus means Holy Spirit. Yeah. Roh means spirit. Kudus means Kudus means saint, like Holy Roh Kudus. Holy Spirit means Roh Kudus. Now we have another word. Almost same, Roh Kudus, kuda. Now you say kuda. Kuda mean horse. Kuda mean horse. In the church, people lead by Roh Kudus. But outside the church, people lead by horse. Roh kuda cannot control. That's why you see at horse race, they close horse eyes. Have you ever tried to see? Because one time they open like small glasses and then the horse cannot be controlled. That's why people put something in horse mouth. So when the horse want to go anywhere uncontrolled, and then they just tied the root so that make hurt in this part. So many people just holy in the church. When they go out, they forget. Joseph told us, how can I against God? That means Joseph has holy heart. Brothers and sisters, we know that God make us success. God love us. How we can get this success from God? Just keep your life. Number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy. Very simple to remember. Yeah. How God loved me. Number 1, trust. Number 2, keep holy. Number 3, come back to the word trust. Trustworthy. Trustworthy. We trust God, and then God gives something. We trustworthy, that means we use God bless to God purpose, and then God give us another thing. Very simple. We trust God, and God gives something, and then we use everything that God give us for Him, and then God give another thing for us. That's, I understand the word of trustworthy. Yeah. Trustworthy means using God's blessing for His own glory. When we did like this, then the Bible told us, you are faithful servant. And then God will look for you. And then God will trust something to you. Because you are trustworthy. 3 point. Trust. Live like Joseph and then trustworthy. And then you are beloved one. That's it. Hard work get 98, attitude get 100, but God's bless get 102. Remember that, 102. How we get God's blessing? Be a beloved one. How God loves us. He just asks you to trust Him. Go with Him. And the last, trustworthy. If you're ready for this 3 point, successful will come to your life. Don't run to be a successful, but just run to be a beloved one by God.
let us spend some time to pray for the community. Pray for those relatives and friends that is of our community who are suffering from cancer and undergo chemo treatments and surgeries. Let's cover them in prayer. Go to the next page and pray for those the beloved one that who are suffering with various illness, and also let's pray for their salvation as well. Next, we're going to pray for members and also who suffer from various illness. So, let's leave up our congregation members who are seeking for jobs to pray for God provision for them. And if they're going to any interview, just pray for favorable interview for them as well. Let's turn to today's mission focus for praying for the Hong Kong government, especially the march and also the mock Occupy Central and all these different voices and a lot of unrest. And the chief executive was being thrown a glass yesterday in the LECO meeting room. And so things are really escalating, and the government is many policy decisions are being stalled because of the protests, and also the certain council members are dragging the meeting and all this as making a statement. And so let's really ask God to give us wisdom, how to pray for this government, and how to pray for and also pray for the social unrest that's taking place. And also lift up the local churches and the various ministry that is serving Hong Kong and also worldwide that's being stationed in Hong Kong. Let's lift up their ministry that is listed on the screen. Thank you. Let's also pray for our mission committees, Pastor Eugene, Jamie, John, Sarah, Janella, and P. Sam. Let's pray for God's guidance on how we minister of the funding that we receive for God's commissions. And also pray for their role in terms of taking care of our missionaries, helping them and guiding them. Let's also pray for the various ministry under local outreach, and also pray for God's wisdom as to how we can fully utilize the community center to serve the community, and also pray for the volunteers that is serving in various ministry to be, you know, walking closely with God, because their ministry is the alpha of their relationship with God. And also let's pray for the Lord of Harvest to bring us people so that we can be a blessing to the community as well. Let's also pray for the Friday event, the IP team meeting tonight, and also the SPU. Let's pray for Pastor Hansu, for God download on him for the message that he's going to share with the college student. Father God, just give thanks to you for this morning that you, through Pastor Salamat, you know, share with us in terms of, you know, our attitude, our hard work, and also God blessing the relationship of all. And I know that God, that you have entrusted us a lot of things, and you, I just pray for each one of us to be that trustworthy servant, as faithful servant, that things that you've given us, we turn it, use it for your purposes and turn it into a blessing to the people around us. And also, you know, I ask that outpouring of love from you, so that, you know, any things that we need to be healed by you and be made whole, and so that we can be a, you know, better testimony for you, God, through the things that you go through, and things that how you raise us up, and you know, facing all different challenges and things. And I also ask you to bless my brother and sister here as they go to work. I really pray, Father, that you are with them and they carry you with them to the office. And may your light shine through my brother and sister here. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. So have a good day, and continue to soak in the presence of God.